issue. John, St. John, chapter 11. This is a very, very familiar story to you Bible readers. This is what I have on my heart. There's a lot. There's a lot that's been said about Lazarus, and we want to look at this tonight. We really do. Really do. I'm not going to read this whole story. Let's look at two verses. John 11, verse 44. It says, "And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. And his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus saith unto them, loose him and let him go. Loose him and let him go. Let him go." I know many of you probably have heard of T.D. Jakes. I didn't get this from T.D. Jakes. I want you to understand that. I didn't get this from T.D. Okay? But it bothers me in the hour that we're living in to see God's people to be bound. I don't believe that's God's will for us to be bound. I really don't. I sure don't. You see, today many people are yearning to really know God and experience His presence. I really believe that. I really do. I believe that I know we pick on the young people a lot of times, but I want to tell you something. We've got some good young people. We really do. We've got some good young people. We've got some young people that wants to live for God. We've got some young people that's wanting to have a closer walk with God and a deeper experience with God. Oh, y'all not quitting me yet, are you?
Come on now.
I hope not. I mean, I really believe that. I really believe that. I really believe that. I know you might have some young people's in and out, up and down, and all around, and all this kind of, but it's not all of them. They, some of them that's wanting a closer walk with God. Amen. I mean, they are yearning to really know God and to experience His presence. Come on, help me here. They are people who are hurting. They are people who are struggling. They are people who are suffering. Come on, help me right here. With the task of just living one day at a time. Come on. Struggling with it. Suffering with it. It's become a task for them. Just one day at a time. One day at a time. Oh, sweet Jesus, I wish you'd help me. I wish you'd help me. I want to tell you, we need church services where there is freedom to worship. Come on, help me right here. And to receive God's blessings. I feel like that's what God is wanting to do for us right here. Come on. He's wanting our services to be where there can be a freedom that we can worship Him. Come on, help me right here. Because the enemy of our soul knows that when we begin to worship Him, I mean, you praise Him for what He has done, but you worship Him for who that He is. He is God. He is still God. I still read in my Bible, and I've got the King James Version, and I guess you do. I'm not looking for any other. The Bible says, where he's still, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Malachi says, a God that changeth not. I'm not looking for any other. Come on, help me right here. And we wonder why come some right here tonight that used to sit right here among us and be with us. And we wonder where they're at, and we wonder what happened and what took place. Come on. I'll tell you what happened, what took place. They become bound. Come on. And it seems as though they couldn't get loose. And it seems as though they couldn't get free. It seems as though they couldn't find that liberty that they was really a needing. Come on. And the devil, little by little, it wasn't nothing drastic. Come on. It was little by little. And them not even realizing what's happening. Them not even realizing what was transpiring. Little by little, just led them right away from the house of God. The place that they loved. And the God that they loved. What happened? Come on. Oh, come on. I mean, it's been preached to me. I know that if you decide to backslide, that you can walk right out of the house of God if you want to. If I wanted to backslide, I could just walk right out of the house of God if I wanted to. But you rest assured there was something taking place before it really happened. Come on, can you say amen? Come on, help me preach right here for a little while tonight. Come on, as you heard the old saying, just like it's been preached to me all of my life, I want to tell you, and you've heard it said that you don't backslide just overnight. Come on, you don't walk away from God just overnight. But you find yourself, come on, being entangled with things, and things beginning to entangle you. And you're not being able to feel the presence of God like you one time felt. And then we find ourselves are going through the motion. We know how to raise our hands. We know when to raise our hands. We know when to stand to our feet. And we become mechanical, my friend. Come on. We know just how to do it without the Spirit of God. Come on. Help me for just a little while. In other words, they seem to have a form of godliness, but yet denying the power thereof. Come on, church. I'm not talking about a charismatic church down the road. I'm talking about something that's coming right in among us as holiness people. I'm talking about some that has experienced, a salvation. Some that's had a deeper experience of sanctification. And even some's had the blessing of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But yet the devil comes, comes right in and begins to entangle them and begin to weave around them. And they get to the place where they can't even raise their hands. They get to the place where they can't even get on their feet. They get to the place where they cannot even rejoice in the Lord, their God, much less praise Him and much less worship Him. And then it becomes hard to even come to the house of God. I understand sickness and affliction and things like that can keep us away from the house of God. I'm not a hard man. I don't believe your pastor is a hard man. Come on. I don't believe that God is a hard taskmaster either. God understands, but God also understands when we begin to come into bondage, my friend, and we are no longer free like we one time have been free. Come on, help me right here for just a little while. And then it gets where every little thing begins to bother us. I want to tell you, they didn't even speak to me. They didn't even shake my hand. He didn't even call on me. I was not even recognized. My Lord, have mercy. When we get like that, my friend, it lets me know that we are getting in bondage. And we are getting entangled with things that we don't need to be entangled with. I ain't even told you my text yet, but I feel like I'm a preaching. Come on, help me right here for just a little while. But you know what I'm a feeling right here tonight? I'm a feeling the Spirit of God is wanting to set somebody free. I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost right here tonight is wanting to loose somebody and to set somebody free, my friend. You know there was a time, my friend, when didn't take much for you to be on your feet. There was a time when it didn't take much for you. you to have your hands in the air. But now we find ourselves drifting. And we're drifting and we're going farther and farther. And it seems like nothing pleases us anymore. And nothing helps us anymore. And then the next thing you know, it's no bother for us. It doesn't matter whether we come to the house of God. It doesn't matter whether we have revival. Come on, it used to not even matter who was there, my friend. There was such a joy in your heart that you wanted to be in the house of God. Oh, sweet Lamb of God, come on, help me right here. I know I'm hearing you talking to me right here tonight. You're saying, preacher, you need to be a preacher to those that's out there that's not here tonight. No, 1,000 times. No, I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost right here tonight. It's a speaking of somebody's heart, my friend, that really and truly deep down inside of you, you're wanting to be free in the Spirit of God.
Help me while I preach right here for just a little while. You see, the enemy will try to keep God's people bound. And the enemy will try to keep God's people bound so that they're not able to do what God is wanting them to do. Come on, church. I'm not saying this because Brother Leon Head is here. Not by no means. You could have anybody that you so desire to have. But if the devil could keep us bound. I want to really tell you how I'm feeling. He doesn't want us to have a move of God. He doesn't want us, come on, help me right here, fellow. He really and truly doesn't want us to obey God. Oh, sweet Lamb of God, and some of you already right now is saying, preacher, I could get in there with you if you wouldn't slap that pulpit. Come on, help me. I could get in there with you if you wouldn't take your coat off in the pulpit. There was a time it didn't bother you. Come on, can you say amen? Help me right here for a little while. There was a time it didn't bother you if the man of God had a coat on or not. Come on, help me right here for a little while. I'm going to tell you something. I'm a feeling the freeing power of the Holy Ghost right here tonight. Come on, oh, sweet Lamb of God. I'm a feeling the glory of the Lord right here tonight. He's wanting to help somebody in this house. Come on, church. Y'all go pray with me here for a little while. I want to tell you what, it matters not how long I preach. It doesn't matter if I preach 10 minutes. I've been up here longer than that. It doesn't matter if I preach an hour. I would to God we'd forget all about that. But what does matter is whether or not you obey the Spirit of God and whether or not you get help from God. Come on, help me right here. Hey, you're not going to find it out there in the world, my friend. If you're thinking about running here and yonder and everywhere else and you think you're going to get help, hey, if we can't get help right here of feeling the Spirit of God that we feel right here, I'm going to tell you something. It's very doubtful that you're going to get help anywhere else. Oh, sweet Lamb of God, I don't want that to come across hard, but it just come out, come on, and I hope it come across all right. If you can't find help right here among the Spirit of God of heaven that we've been feeling around here, it's going to be hard to get help elsewhere, my friend. Sweet, I want to tell you what I'm a feeling here. I'm a feeling the loosing power and the liberty of the Spirit and the power of the Holy One right here tonight. Oh, help me while I preach. Come on. I'm wanting to preach. I really am. Come on. You can never become what God wants you to be until you get free in the Spirit of God. Come on. Now, hear me. I'm not all of that old, and I have great respect for your pastor. And come on, help me here. And when you get free in the Spirit of God, you can rest assured that there's going to be somebody that's going to say something about it. Come on, help me. Like Brother Sloan last night. You know where Brother Sloan was at last night? He was free in the Spirit of God. He didn't, I don't believe he did. Brother Mike, did he come and ask you about crawling down there? He didn't ask me about crawling down there. Did he ask anybody here? Did he ask anybody here? If anybody here, did he get permission from y'all? Come on, I don't see no hands raised. You know the reason he done that? He took his liberty in the Spirit of God. And he obeyed the Spirit of the Lord. Come on, help me right here for a while. He was tired of being bound. Come on, help me. He wanted to be free by the Spirit of the Lord. Come on, church. I want to tell you what God's been dealing with me about right here. And I know we got to be careful when we say that, but I'm honest with you. I want to tell you, God's been a dealing with me about we need to come out of our grave clothes. Come on, can you say amen? We need to lay those things down, and we need to lay those things behind. Sometimes if we could just forget about the past, my friend, help me right here for a little while. Oh, sweet Lamb of God. Come on, I wouldn't have done it that way. I wouldn't have said that. Come on, help me right. If I'd have done it, I'd have done it some other way. Oh, sweet Lamb of God, come on, help me right here for just a little while tonight. You know what somebody's wanting to do here tonight, on the sound of my voice? You are wanting to get free in the Spirit of the Lord. You can remember the time when the Holy Ghost shouted you out of those pews and he spit you around like a top and you lost sight of everything in the house of God. You lost sight of your surroundings. You lost sight of your barriers. Come on, you forgot about everything. You forgot about your problems. You forgot about your cares. You forgot about your load. Come on, help me right here. And you know what? Come on, oh, sweet Lamb of God. I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost is wanting to do the very same thing tonight. Come on, help me right here. But you know how it's going to be? It's when we forget about this preacher right here and we lose ourselves in the presence of the sweet Holy Ghost, my friend. But the devil would love to keep us bound. He'd love to keep us glued to that pew. He'd love to keep us with our arms folded. He'd love to keep us from praising God, because he knows when we praise God, it's going to bring the presence of the sweet Holy One right here among us in this house. Woo, sweet Lamb of God. Help me, help me, help me while I preach. There are some scriptures that come to me today, and I jotted them down. I could probably quote them to you. Paul speaking to the Galatians. In Galatians 5:1. He says, stand fast therefore in liberty, wherewith Christ hath made us free. Come on. And be not entangled again with the bondage, with the yoke of bondage. Come on, y'all hear me? He said he hath made us free. Come on, help me here. In 1 Timothy 2:4, he said, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Come on, help me right here. I want to tell you something. I don't want to be entangled with anything. Come on. Help me right here for a little while. And there is one thing that we must deal with, and that is to the fact that we get unentangled. Come on, can you say amen? I don't know if that's a good English word or not, but that's Brother Lee and Head's word. It might not be found in Webster, but I want to tell you something. We need to get unentangled with the things that's got us in bondage. Come on, help me right here. The Bible said, who the Son sets free, that they are free indeed. Come on, I want to tell you something, saint of God. Listen to me, church. The only thing the devil should have on you is his eye, my friend, and a wondering which move that you're going to make next. Come on. As long as he knows that we're going to come to the house of God and we're just going to sit there, my friend, and we're not going to obey the Spirit of God and we're not going to listen to the Spirit of the Lord, he knows he's got us bound. But I want to tell you what I'm feeling here tonight. The devil is so afraid that somebody under the sound of my voice is going to obey the Spirit of the Lord that he really doesn't know what to do. I'm here to tell you, dear child of God, you are bought with a price. You have been purchased by the blood, and you're no longer your own. You have got a right to be free. Woo, sweet Lamb of God. Help me, help me, help me. While I preach. Come here, young man. I guess I'm getting good use out of these coats. This could be dangerous. No, 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 no. Come on, man. Come on here.
I can't figure your size out. I don't normally do this.
Oh, my.
This one ain't going to work, son. Who's got a bigger one? What's that, Brother Mike?
Hey, I've already done been accused as being John McCain.
Come on.
Hey, we ain't fighting a losing battle. We're going to fight.
Come on.
If the devil can keep us like this,
right.
It's right here.
Come on, bro.
I wish I had that belt on down, but it ain't little enough, son. If somebody here got a little one, get it on down around your ankles and pull them ankles together. Come on. What's your name, son? Gabriel. That's a good name. Gabriel. Come on. I want to tell you something. As long as the enemy can keep Gabriel, just like that right there, keep him in them grave clothes.
Come on,
help me right here. This is a
clean. Come on.
I know y'all saying I didn't come here tonight for no illustrated message.
Yes, sir.
Come on, what did we come for?
Come on.
I tell you what, I came here to meet with God.
Right.
Come on, can you say amen?
On, amen.
Yes. And if the devil can keep us just like that right there. Come on, church.
Come on, bro.
You know where the church will go?
Come on.
Nowhere.
Come on.
It'll go nowhere.
Come on.
I want to tell you, the sinner won't have no interest in us. The backsliders won't have no interest in us. Come on, help me right here. We won't have the right to talk about no church down the road. Come on, can you say amen? Come on, y'all going to help me preach. As long as the devil can keep us right here at this stake. Right here. And you know where a lot of us would get satisfied, we'd be just like Gabriel. Well, I'm in the house of God. I'm on the platform. And I'm even a standing up. Come on, can you say amen? It sounds like it's the very place that Lazarus was. Come on, help me right here. And he says, when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice. He said, Lazarus, come forth. And he says, and he that was dead came forth, but he was bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus saith unto them, I want to tell you something, Jesus didn't do this. Jesus saith unto them, he said, loose him. Come on here. Loose him and let him to go. Come on, can you say amen? Help me right here for a little while. And sometimes we'll say, well, I'm at the house of God. I've done my part. I've done been faithful. I've given the offering. I've paid my tithes. I've been here and listened to the preaching. Come on, help me right here. But as long as we don't get free, and as long as we don't get loose in the Spirit of the Lord, come on, help me right here. The devil has got us just right where he's at. I want us. Come on, help me here. But come on, oh, glory to God. There's no doubt about it. I believe you'll agree with me. Lazarus was delivered. When Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth, I believe that Lazarus come out of that grave. I believe no doubt he stood up, but he was in this predicament right there. He was delivered, but there was a dilemma. Come on, can you say amen? I want to tell you something. We've got people this day and hour. They are delivered, my friend. There's no doubt about it, but there is a dilemma. Come on, can you say amen? Help me right here. It's not that we're questioning your salvation. It's not that we're questioning your experience. Come on, we know that you are delivered. Come on, help me right here for a little while. But the devil is so afraid that somebody's going to move and obey the Holy Ghost that he really doesn't know what to do. I'm a feeling the glory of the Lord right here tonight. I'm a feeling the Shekinah glory of Almighty God. I'm a feeling the third person of the Godhead here. God. He was delivered. But there was a dilemma. Come on, you cannot deny.
Come on.
What you doing here, son? What you doing here? Come on out here. We cannot disagree that he is not delivered.
Come on.
Come on. He's standing. He's breathing. Come on. Help me right here for a little while. I want to tell you, we cannot deny either that he is not lifted. He is lifted because he's standing. Come on, but I want to tell you something. We have got to agree that he is limited. Come on, he's limited to what he can do. He's limited to how far he can go. He's limited to how much he can move his arm. He's limited to what he can see. Come on, help me right here for just a little while. It's not that we are questioning whether or not you are lifted, but we are, come on, help me here. I don't want to sound so directive here tonight, and I don't want to bore you, and I don't want to lose you. But I want to tell you something, church. As long as the devil can keep us limited, come on, I'm going to let you go so far, but not go any farther. Come on. Have you ever been in a service where you felt like you just reached that plateau and you couldn't go any farther? Come on, but you felt it. Come on. You come back to the house of God. You reached that same plateau and you couldn't go any farther. I'll tell you what I believe. I believe the Holy Ghost is here tonight to help us to jump over some hurdles, my friend, and to bring us through some pain and to get us beyond some pain. Come on, church. I want to tell you what I'm feeling. I'm a feeling the liberating power of the Holy Ghost right here tonight. I'm a feeling the power of God that's wanting to set his men and women and boys and girls free in the spirit of the power of the Holy Ghost. Well, he was lifted, but he's limited. Come on, I want to tell you. It bothers me and it disturbs me, Brother Mike, to see our people in this predicament. To see our people in this situation. Come on, to be lifted but limited. Come on. There is no doubt he is saved. No doubt he is saved. Come on, because when Jesus said with a loud voice, when he said, Lazarus, to come forth, I believe he come forth on his own. Come on, help me. And you heard that call. And you come. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. And you obeyed that call. And you come. Come on, can you say amen? Come on, help me right here. No doubt you got saved. But if the devil can keep you shackled, come on, can you say amen? If he can keep you shackled, my friend, that's as good as the devil would want to do. And that's the way it is right here tonight with Gabriel, my friend. We're not questioning his salvation, but it seems as though the devil has got him shackled, my friend. Oh, sweet Lamb of God, come on, help me right here for just a little while longer right here tonight, my friend. I want to tell you what, there is no doubt he was raised, but he is restricted. Come on, can you say amen? I want to, come on, help me right here. I want to go, glory to God. You remember when the praise come from your heart and not from your head, my friend, but it seemed not anymore. It just automatically come. It's not really coming from the heart, but it's coming from our head. I'll tell you what I'm a feeling tonight. I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost is wanting to set somebody here. The word of the praise and the glories and the hallelujahs will come from our heart and not from our head. Come on, church. Are y'all going to help me right here for a little while? Come on, help me. I feel like I'm a boy. I feel like I'm a dragging this chain all by myself right here tonight. But I'm also a feeling the glory of the Lord is wanting to set somebody free right here tonight in this house. I'm trying to condense this thing down right here. I really am.
Obey the Lord,
Brother Jerry. As long as the enemy can keep your son like this right here, it would be just as good as the devil would like. Come on. Because as long as he knows he's got those hands bound, he knows there's not going to be any work. Come on, help me right here. Long as those hands are bound, he knows that Gable is not going to be able to do any work for the Lord. Come on, church. Y'all going to help me right here for a little while. He knows he's not going to be able to work. He knows he's not going to be able to labor for the Lord. Come on, can you say amen? And as long as he's got those feet bound, he knows that he's not going to be able to be any witnessing for the Lord. Come on, help me right here for just a little while. But as long as he's got that napkin on that face, and he's got him bound right there by his face, he knows that there's not going to be any worshiping of God right here. Come on. I want to tell you something. I appreciate these young people that's been around these altars of praying and are seeking the face of God. But not only the young people, I appreciate what he's been doing for some of you right here. Come on, help me right here. I want to tell you, child of God, the Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, that there is liberty. Come on, help me preach right here. You know what I'm a feeling here tonight? I'm a feeling the Spirit of the Lord is here tonight to set somebody free. You've been waiting for a long time. You've been waiting way too long. Come on, and the bill is past due. Come on, help this preacher preach. You've been wanting to get up out of that pew. Come on, you hadn't been wanting to be testified. Come on, call on to testify. You've been wanting to get up on your own and say, I want to testify for the Lord. Come on, come on. I want to give God the honor. I want to give God the glory. I want to give God the praise. But as long as we've got this right here on our face, we're not going to be able to worship him. We're not going to be able to stand on our law. But I want to tell you, I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost is a coming into this building right here tonight. I'm a feeling this account of glory of God a coming in this house right here tonight. And he's the one to set somebody free. And who the Son sets free, they are free indeed. And the Bible says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I'm a feeling the truth here tonight is wanting to set somebody free, my friend. What does it mean to be free indeed? That means without a doubt, my friend. There's no question about it. We know that they got free in the spirit. We know that they got loose. We know that they got liberated by the third person. That's right, I'm a God. I'm a feeling the glory of the Lord right here tonight in this house. I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost coming by and want to set somebody free right here tonight under the sound of my voice.
Come on, Edward.
Come on,
bro. Take a step. Take another step. Take another step. Take another step. He knew them steps was there.
Come on, bro.
You know how he knew they was there? Because he's been up and down them many times. He's familiar with them. Come on.
Come on now.
Help me right here. If that's become the same thing with us, we become familiar with things. Come on. If familiarity breeds contentment, and we become content with the stage that we're in with our spiritual experience. Come on, come on. But for some reason or another right here tonight, I'm a feeling of hunger. And I'm a feeling a thirst that is a crying out from somebody's heart. I'm tired of this condition that I'm in. I'm tired of this place that I am in. I'm tired of being bound. I'm tired of being led around. Come on, help me right here. Had to grab Gabriel by the hand, lead him down them steps. And that's just as good as the devil would want to do with you. Come on now, help me right here for just a little while. I want to tell you, dear child of God, it doesn't disturb the devil for you to come to the house of God and to sit on the pew. It doesn't bother the devil to give in the offering. It doesn't bother the devil for you to pay your tithe. But what bothers the devil is when you obey the Spirit of the Lord and you let the devil to know that you are free and that you are loose in the Spirit of God and that there is nothing and that there is nobody and that there is no one that has got you bound, my friend. That's what disturbs the devil. That's when the devil will go to watching you. That's when the devil becomes afraid. That's when there becomes a scare in the devil, my friend. It's when we get loose in the sweet Lamb of God. Pray, church, pray. I'm a feeling the Holy One right here tonight is a dealing and a pulling on somebody's heart right here tonight that is sitting right here among us because you're wanting to be free in the Spirit and the power of the Holy Ghost.
Come on, When we get free, I'm talking about really free.
Come on.
The things of this world is not going to bother us.
Oh, you got it, man. You got it.
Come on. The fashions and the fads of this world is not going to bother us. Come on, come on, come on. Come on.
Come on, brother.
I'd be willing to tell you Gabriel could go out there by the street side tomorrow.
Come on.
Standing looking just like this. And probably before the day is over, there'd be 10 or 12 more out there looking like that. Because they'll follow after anything.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on, brother. Come on.
Help me, help me, help me right here. Oh, sweet Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God. Come on. Come on. Listen to me, young people. Listen to me. When we're really free in the Spirit of God, come on, young boys, you won't have to worry about wearing your pants halfway down your waist. Am I still in order right here tonight? Come on, y'all gonna help me right here for just a little while? Come on, come on. I tell you what, y'all might not be feeling what I'm a feeling, but I'm a feeling all right right now. I really am. I'm a feeling all right right now. I'll tell you what, I'm a feeling of the Spirit of God right here tonight. But as long as the devil can keep us like this, he's going to lead us around. He's going to say, take one step. Take another step. Take another step. We're just getting past the first pew. Come on, and the devil will lead us around. He'll say, I'm going to let you go so far, but you're not going to go no farther. Just like old Pharaoh was. I'm going to let them go far, so far, but they'll be back. They'll be back. Come on, can you say amen? It's as though as I'm a feeling the devil right here tonight, breathing down my neck about somebody right here on the sound of my voice. I'm going to let them go so far, but they'll be back. They'll be back. Not if you get liberated by the Spirit of God. Not if you get saturated in the Holy Ghost. Sweet Lamb of God, I'm a feeling the glory of the Lord right here tonight. Come on. As long as the devil can keep you bound, my friend, he can lead you around. And he'll let you go out so far, but he'll tell you, you'll be back. Come on, help me right here for just a little while. It's not going to bother you to smoke one cigarette. Come on, it's not going to bother you to take a little bit of coal. Come on, help me right here. I don't know why in the world I'm here, but nevertheless, I'm a feeling what the Holy Ghost is laying on my heart. Come on, help me right here. I'll tell you what I'm a feeling here tonight. I'm a feeling there's somebody that's under the sound of my voice that really and truly you are tired of being bound. You are tired of the devil of leading you around. You are tired of the devil of being your master, my friend. It's time to change hands right now. It's time to get liberated in the Spirit and the power of the Holy Ghost right here tonight. Sweet Lamb of God, I'm a feeling His glory right here tonight. Oh my God.
Come on,
brother.
Come on.
Woo. Listen, listen to me. I'm farce. I am. I'm farce. Oh, glory to God.
Come on, buddy. Come on.
I am farce. But the devil doesn't want us to get free.
That's right.
Come on. He doesn't mind.
Help us, God. Come on, buddy. Touch brother here.
Feel a little better. Feels a little better than Gabriel.
Come on.
And that's the way some of us leave the house of God. I feel a little better. I feel a little bit better.
How true you are, brother. How true you are.
I feel just a little better. Come on. I feel a little bit of freedom. Come on.
Come on, brother.
I don't feel the pressure and the tightness right there anymore.
Come on, brother.
I feel a little better.
Preach to us.
How many times have we left the house of God and said, I feel a little better?
knowing all the time that we really didn't get what we really needed. Knowing that we really didn't get what God had for us. Oh, sweet Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God.
Come on.
Help me right here. Help me right here. Then the Spirit of the Lord comes by. Feeling better? Feeling better?
Yeah.
Feeling better. I can move my arm just a little bit.
Come on.
I can move my arms a little bit. I'm feeling
yeah.
a little better. Feeling a little better? Come on, come on. But then again, knowing all the time. Knowing all the time that I didn't get what I really needed from the Lord. Come on, come on. Come on, help me. Man, haven't we got quiet? Haven't we got real quiet?
It's the truth, bud.
Come on, church. I'm going to tell you something. It's not always things of the world that gets us in bondage. Come on, church. I don't want you to fall out with me right here. I really don't. I really don't. And if I get out of order, I want to tell you, and be the first to tell you, I'm subject to that pastor right back there. While I'm right here, he's my pastor. And I am under him. I tell you, I mean that. I mean that. If he tells me, so listen, there's something that you said out of order, but I tell you, I'll fix it. I'll fix it. I'll fix it. I really will. I'm going to tell you something. It ain't all worldliness that gets us bound. Come on. I've known people that had their sleeves down to here, the hair length was right.
Come on.
Because you could not put your finger on their life as far as outward appearance.
Preach.
Come on.
Preach.
But I want to tell you something. God doesn't look on the outside.
Come on.
God knows that heart. He knows that heart. Come on.
Come on now.
I've known people that would have bad spirit.
Come on.
And bad attitude. That would keep them bound. Come on, can you say amen? My Lord have mercy, ain't this thing, is this thing is turning on me. This thing, come on, help me right here for a little while. That have a bad attitude toward God's Word. Are we not living in a day and an hour where it looks like, come on, that good is no longer good anymore. Good is evil. Come on, and evil has become good. Come on, help me right here for a little while. Every man seems to be right in his own eyes. There used to be a day there was a time of restitution. Come on, help me. There used to be a day, I mean, when we felt like we even spoke wrong to our wife. I want to tell you, we would make it right. Come on, can you say amen? Come on, I want to tell you something. I hadn't always been the perfect angel. And I don't feel like that I'm one right now. But they have been times, I even hate to say this, that me and my wife didn't agree on things. I felt like because I was the head of the house, she just ought to be submitted to me, come on, and to see it my way. But I have to confess, there's been times she's been right and I have been wrong. And there's been times I've had to go to her and apologize and say that I was wrong. Oh, go glory to God. I don't know why in the world I'm right here tonight. But I want to tell you something, my friend. I didn't even feel no freedom. I didn't even feel no liberty. But when I made things right, my friend, sweet Lamb of God, you're talking about the Spirit of the Lord flooding my soul. Come on, help me right here for a little while. Oh, glory to God. I'm a feeling. That's your oh, glory to God. Come on, I'm going to tell you what I'm a feeling tonight. I'm going to say it one more time. I don't mean to be repetitious. I want to tell you I'm a feeling the liberating Spirit of the Holy Ghost right here tonight among us in this house. Oh, help me, help me. But, come on. Oh, glory to God. I've done lost some of you. I've done lost some of you right here. I really have. But I want to tell you, sometimes the attitude and our spirit can get us in bondage. It can get us in bondage. Sometimes we hate to confess and to admit that we are wrong. We are wrong. But when we do, come on, we feel a little bit more freedom. Help me, help me. Oh, Lamb of God. Pray, church, pray. I'll tell you how I'm really feeling right here. I'm a feeling that somebody right here on the sound of my voice is really and truly, you're wanting to get lost in the presence of the sweet Holy Ghost. Come on, you have been there to that place before, but you're finding yourself becoming entangled. You're finding yourself becoming in bondage. Come on. You can remember a time when you've done been on your feet. You'd have been saying, come on, preacher, preach. Come on, preacher, preach. Now, I'm not saying because you're sitting down and all of you in bondage. I'm not saying that. Don't take me wrong. Come on, I know how the devil can play on people's mind. But as long as the devil can keep us right here, as long as the devil can keep this napkin over our face, I mean, we're not going to be able to worship him. And when we're not worshiping him, we're not going to be able to see him. Come on, who that he really is. But when God comes by and he pulls that off, come on up the face, and we begin to see reality. Come on, help me right here. And then we begin to wonder, why in the world did I stay in bondage that long? Why in the world haven't I been worshiping him all the time? Why in the world haven't I been looking unto him? Come on, and some of you are even saying right here tonight, why in the world ain't I already on my feet? Why in the world haven't I already got my hands in the air? Come on, help me right here. I want to tell you how I feel right here tonight, church. It's not only young people, but there's some others right here tonight. Come on, help me right here. That really and truly deep down inside of you, you are feeling that pull. You are feeling the tug of the Spirit of the Lord. You know what I do? I get up from where I was at. I get my hands in the air. I let the devil to know that whose side that I'm on. Come on, I let the devil to know that I'm on the Lord's side. I'm still bought by the blood. I'm still covered by the blood. I've got a right to be free. I've got a right to praise him. I've got a right to worship him. I've got a right to give him honor. I've got a right to give him glory. I've got the right to stand if I so desire to stand. I've got a right to take my liberty. Woo, sweet Lamb of God, on us, come on, breathe on us, Holy Ghost, breathe on us afresh. Let us feel the Spirit and the power of the Holy One right here tonight. Come on, come on, there's some of you right here tonight. You want to come on out of there. Hey, there ain't nobody going to thank you backslid. Come on out of there. I want to tell you what you need to do tonight. You need to go on and take that step and take your liberty in the Lord. I'm taking too long, I know. I'm taking too long. But church, listen a minute. From where the standpoint we're at right now, the standpoint where we're at right now, we're no different than where Lazarus was at. Lazarus was standing. When he said, Lazarus, come forth, he stood. Come on, but there are some of you tonight, you want to come out of them grave clothes. You want to lay them grave clothes down. But what are we going to do, church? He said, loose him and let him go. Are we going to stand there and let our brother? Are we going to stand there and let our sister to remain in bondage? I'll tell you what I'm saying. I'm saying, breathe on us, Holy Ghost. Breathe on us afresh. Let us feel the reviving Spirit of the Holy All glory to God. I'm a feeling his Spirit in power right here tonight among us in this house. Hey, why should we here until we die? I don't know about you. I believe I'm going to make a move toward the camp. I'm going to forget about this. I'm going to forget about that. I'm going to get it behind me. I'm going to move on forward for the Lord. Somebody wants to get a song, give her what you want to do. Obey God. But I want to tell you,
There's somebody hearing the sound of my voice. It's not a song you need. It's not a piano player you need. Come on, there's somebody right here. I appreciate this sister over here. But there's some others right here tonight that's under the sound of my voice. The Holy Ghost is appalling and a tugging on your heart. And deep down inside of you, you're wanting to move out and obey the Holy Ghost. Woo! I tell you what I do. I'd step right out of from between those pews. I'd come right down that aisle. I'd have my hands in the air while I was a-coming. Come on, help me right here. Oh, glory to God. I'd have my hands in the air. I'd be a-praising God. I'd be a-licking to God. I'd be a-giving Him glory. Come on, help me right here. Come on, church. I'll tell you what the devil's trying to do. He's trying to steal your soul. He's trying to steal your joy. Come on, help me right here. Oh, glory to God. I'm a-feeling Him here tonight in this house. Go on and worship the Lord. Come on out of there, saint of God. Come on, come on. Come on out of there. Oh, church. I tell you what. I don't consider myself to be no spiritual person. But I'm going to tell you how I feel right here tonight. I appreciate God already moving. But I want to tell you something. The devil is wanting to steal. He's wanting to steal this service from some of you right here tonight. He is... Come on, come on, come on, come on. He is wanting to take from you that doesn't belong to Him. Sister, I might be wrong. But I'm still a feeling a burden of heaviness right here on my heart tonight. For somebody, I tell you, if I didn't and I felt relieved, I'd give this mic to you. I would. Brother Mike, I'd give this microphone to you. I really would. But for some reason or another, I'm feeling that weight, that heaviness right here on my heart. I wish I could open my chest cavity and let you see. But I want to tell you, I'm still feeling the Spirit of the Lord is a tugging. I'm still feeling the Spirit of the Lord is a pulling. For somebody right here tonight, my friend. Hey, listen, ma'am, listen to me, sir. You don't realize the longer you put it off tomorrow night, Thursday night, Friday night, I'm going to get in. But I tell you what you'd better do. You'd better get in while the water's troubled. Come on, because the devil, he's a weaving that web around you, and he's a making things tighter and tighter and tighter for you. And there's somebody right here on the sound of my voice, deep down inside of you, you're wanting to move. You're going to say, what are they going to say? What are they going to thank my Lord in mercy? Get beyond that. Get beyond what they're going to say. My Lord in mercy, get beyond what they're going to thank. Get your hands in the air. Get your feet a moving. And come to God. Sweet Lamb of God, I'm a feeling His glory right here tonight. I'm working in this house. Sing, children, sing. Whoa.
I'm coming out of this valley. I'm so tired of this valley. And I know that God will make a way.
How about it, ma'am? How about it, sir? How about it, fathers? How about it, mothers? How about it? Do you really want the Spirit of the Lord to be in your home? Do you really want your children to know the liberating power of the Holy Ghost? I want to tell you, come out of them grave clothes. Lay them grave clothes down. Get up from where you're at and come on out of there.
Where He leads, I will follow, and it's sometimes through the fire. Many tears, many burdens, many trials. But there's times when a soldier must take a victory stand, when he overcome the devil as planned. I'm coming out of this valley. I'm so tired of this valley, and I'm know that God's going to make a way somehow.
I believe I just lift my hands and walk right out of that valley. I believe I lift my hands and give Him the praise. I believe I lift my hands and give Him the glory. Come on, I believe I lift my hands and keep on coming forward. God's going to make